The Prime Minister of Italy handed in his resignation today. Romano Prodi lost a key foreign policy vote in the country's Senate. And since his nine-month-old coalition government was deeply divided over a number of issues, he decided to call it quits. Now, this does not mean that Prime Minister Prodi is finished. To sort through all this, we're joined by NPR's Silvia Poggioli in Rome. And Silvia, why don't you explain for us what was the measure in the Senate that led to Romano Prodi's defeat?
It was over a foreign policy motion. The fact is that the government is an uneasy grouping of parties that range from centrist to communists, and they've been walking on a tightrope for months. This vote was a test of the fragile coalition's unity. Several radical leftists in the coalition oppose Italy's participation in the NATO-led mission in Afghanistan and the planned enlargement of a U.S. military base in the northern city of Vicenza. And there was a lot of tension the last few days after leaders of some of the radical leftist parties took part in a big demonstration in Vicenza against the American base expansion. And although the government has only a one-vote majority in the Senate, all government leaders were sure that this motion would pass with no problem. But two of the leftist senators broke ranks, voted against the government, demanding an Italian troop pullout from Afghanistan, while two honorary senators for life, whose votes the government had been counting on, abstained, presumably because the motion was not sufficiently pro-American.
And it sounds like, Silvia, that there are numerous divisions within the government in Italy over foreign policy and specifically over the war in Afghanistan that you mentioned.
Well, in fact, ahead of the vote, Foreign Minister Massimo D'Alema had insisted that pulling out of Afghanistan would leave Italy isolated, out of step with all European countries. And he also justified the government's approval of the U.S. base expansion by saying that revoking the authorization would have been a hostile act against the United States. The government has openly criticized the Bush administration's policy in Iraq, so D'Alema stressed the importance of waging a foreign policy that promotes multilateralism, a unified European policy, and the key role of international institutions like the United Nations. But it clearly was not pacifist enough for the radical leftists, and at the same time, it was too radical for the more traditional pro-American members of the Senate.
So the government of Prime Minister Prodi has fallen, but as we mentioned, he may have another chapter yet to write. What's going on there?
Well, tomorrow, President Giorgio Napolitano will begin consultations with all political leaders to determine what to do next. He could ask Prodi to try to form another government or entrust someone else with the task. Another possibility is what's called a grand coalition or a government of national unity with parties both in the left and the right. The most radical option would be for the president to dissolve parliament and convene early elections, but that's the option nobody wants because the current electoral law is seen as very defective. It's unable to assure a solid majority to either side. So one possibility is that a government coalition be formed, which has the single task of drafting a new electoral law, and then new elections would be held. But the situation is very confused, and we won't know for another couple of days exactly what's going to happen.
You know, Silvia, from this vantage point, it can seem that Italian governments fall all the time. Does this feel different to you?
No, unfortunately, it's happened. It happens constantly. It's one of the doomed problems of this country. They are very litigious. It's very hard to ensure a solid majority. Silvio Berlusconi, the last prime minister, was able to hold the government for 5 years, but it's because he had a different electoral law and he had a very strong majority in parliament.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli in Rome. Silvia, thanks very much.
Thank you.